10 minutes to Radiance. You can listen to this tape anytime, anywhere you want, as long as you interact with your feelings, bringing up your feelings for what we're trying to achieve. Now, there's been a lot said about visualizing an outcome and visualizing what you want to achieve, and that's fine, but by visualizing, we're actually kind of going backwards and a long way around, because what we're doing is we're trying to visualize an outcome, and we get involved with the details of it, rather than just feeling the outcome, because when we want something, we're actually trying to get a feeling for it. In other words, we want to achieve this, but we mostly want it because of how it's going to make us feel, and perhaps what we can do with that. We want more money because it'll give us more freedom, it'll give us a feeling that of freedom and of that we can purchase things that give us even more joy. So really, we're trying to get those feelings, not so much the objects. The objects, in a sense, we're saying that they're bringing us those feelings, but we can bring them up right off the bat without even having it yet, and that creates it even faster. And the same thing goes with radiating and sending love. If we're visualizing it, that works, but we get into the detail of visualizing it, and by that, trying to get the feeling. So what we want to do right now is get a feeling of sending love, of literally radiating love. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to walk into a room, literally glowing and radiating with love, affecting everything and everyone in that room of love? What does that feel like? What does the outcome feel like? Get a sense and a feeling of that. Each time you do this, it'll get better. Each time you do this, you'll feel it more and more, and you'll get the sense of feeling it. So what you want to do right now is feel what it feels like to glow and literally radiate with love, radiating that love out and affecting everything. And what does it feel like right now to allowing that love to come back? Because the more you allow it to come back, the more you receive in all kinds of different ways. And the more you receive, the more you can give out. If you have nothing, you have nothing to give. So a lot of times when we're trying to achieve something, we feel guilty because we think, oh, this is selfish. But actually, the more you have, the more you can give. So we want to allow it to come back, feel what it feels like to totally allow to have all that love come back, have all that energy come back in hundreds of different ways, through people helping, through circumstances, to luck, to everything that can possibly come about, let it all come back. So what does it feel like to walk in a room totally radiating with love, glowing with love and affecting everything? What does it feel like right now, right where you are, to be so radiant with love that you're affecting everything and everyone around you? And what does it feel like to have that love coming right back at you in all kinds of circumstances? So now we're trying to achieve something. We want a certain outcome or a certain experience, right? What does it feel like to have that happen? How does everybody feel? How wonderful does everybody feel to have this exactly happen the way you want it? Don't worry about the details. Just concern yourself with feeling it at this moment. Feeling it as if it already happened. So you're radiating with love. It's going out there. It's affecting everything, bringing all the circumstances in line to bring about and achieve your desire, what you want to have as an end result. And what you want is that feeling. Feel it right now just for a minute as if it's already happened and it's already done and you're feeling the joy of it and everyone else is happy and glowing with love and filled with love that you radiated out. And now you have the ability to go even a step further, to go on to the next project, and so far from the next beautiful thing, and send out even more love. So everything is clicking. How does it feel to sit here right now, literally radiating and glowing with love, affecting everything, and bringing everything that you desire, in a sense, back to you, so that you can become more and do this even more? Because as you bring all your desires to you, you are in a sense fulfilling other people's desires also. You might say it may be greedy or whatever for you to make more money, but it's not, because when you make more money, you're going to go out and purchase something. And you may purchase something for me. And in a sense, you're then assisting me. But if you did not have that financial wealth that you're desiring and that you're going to bring about by your radiance, then you could not make the purchase for me. In a sense, you would not be assisting me. So in a sense, by bringing things to yourself, making yourself what some people call lucky, or just one of those people that everything just clicks for, you're actually assisting everyone else around you, plus you're becoming an example and a joy to be around. And people are going to want you around, and people are going to want to assist you. Because every time they come near you, they're receiving your love. That is something that they need. That is something that they want. So get a feel for it right now. What does it feel like? Feel it. Because as you feel it, know that it's already happening. You don't even need to visualize it. If you want to visualize a little bit, that's fine. But mostly get a feel for it. Feel exactly what it feels like more and more to be totally radiant love, to affect everything with love around you and everyone. Feel the calmness that is coming about people, the happiness that is actually flowing from inside them, from receiving all this love that you're sending out, all the circumstances that are falling in place for you and for everyone else now because of the love that you're sending out. It's an amazing thing, because as you are actually creating for yourself with love, you're assisting everyone else at the same time. That's the beautiful thing. Even if you win at everything, no one is losing, because they're still receiving from you. And circumstances will come about as they're receiving your love for them also. So everybody is becoming slowly into a winning-winning situation. Now, what does it feel like to walk into a room, into a meeting perhaps, whatever it be it one other person there or 100 people, glowing with love, sending that love out, affecting everyone, everyone becoming calmer, feeling better, more inspired, happier, more enthusiastic. Everything is beginning to change because of the love you are sending out. And simply do this with your feelings. Continue to feel what it feels like to send it out. As long as you feel that, you know it's going out there. You don't have to see it. Actually, the best thing is to ignore what you see around you, because it may appear that there's a lot of evidence around you that, hey, is the love really going out there? Is it really working? Yes, it is. You may not see it. You may not see all the effects right now, but there will be a lot of effects that go on behind the scenes that you will never see, never notice. People walking away, and when they're away from you, they go, you know, every time that person is around, I feel good. I feel inspired. I really like having that person around. That person really adds something to us. You see, you may not know all that, but it's happening. So there are many things happening. Just ignore actually what you're seeing. You could have somebody literally yelling and screaming at you and stay with that feeling of radiating out and glowing with love. And what's going to happen? That whole situation is going to change, and chances are it will probably never happen again. Because love is that powerful, and it will change it, especially if you hold on to those feelings, no matter what, of what it feels like to radiate with love. No matter what happens, hang on to that. You'll be amazed of the outcome. So feel it right now. Feel how it feels to radiate that out, to radiate all that love out, the light that is literally streaming from you. This is an amazing thing you're feeling. And an incredible feeling also. And it'll get stronger each time you do this. And each time it gets stronger, you are sending out even more love. Now also, I want you to feel like what it feels to receive. That's right. Feel what it feels like to receive all that back. You know you've already sent it out, and so you deserve to receive it back, because when you get it back, it gives you more ability to send it out. So feel it right now. What does it feel like to have it all coming back in all kinds of circumstances? What it should feel like to you is that you win at everything in life. Everything clicks for you. That's what it feels like. That's what total allowance feels like. Everything clicks for you, and total gratitude for it. That's what the feelings feel like. That's also what it feels like to send out love. There's a feeling and a sense of gratitude, of being inspired, of joy that comes from it. Just get that feeling. And in your mind's eye, you can visualize a little bit, but mostly we want the feeling. The longer you can hold it in a 24-hour day, the better things will become, and the more you'll win at everything else. If you can hold it for a total of an hour a day, fine. Move to 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 24 hours. It should be your last thought before going to sleep, your first thought upon awakening, and you're going to see the most amazing things happen. Just let them come about. But each time you notice you're not feeling that, you're not feeling yourself glowing, radiating with love and the gratitude of receiving, you know that it's not happening. So immediately just bring up that feeling. Okay, that's the end of the meditation. But let's just talk about this for a few minutes here. Because we want to achieve those feelings. And the more you achieve those feelings, the more it's actually happening. So what does it feel like to be glowing and radiating with love? Well, it feels exciting. So there's feelings of excitement. There's feelings of joy. There's feelings of anticipation of the outcome of something, right? And we want those feelings right to the point of, even if it wasn't happening, we could still feel it. In other words, let's say you want something particular to happen, right? It appears it's not happening. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Because it may not be happening right at this moment, but if you continue to feel as if it is happening, in other words, you're kind of eluding yourself in a sense, but what you're doing at the same time is changing your feelings. But what happens is you're actually changing what you are radiating out. You see, when someone is angry and hateful, you can feel that without you even seeing them. You can feel it when they're around the corner. Which means they're literally radiating that out as energy from them and literally affecting everyone else and also everything else they do and attract to them. You ever notice that when you're really angry, nothing seems to work right? Well, that's what it creates, because it's literally sending out that energy and bringing that back. So if you're trying to create something and it seems like it's not happening, you just keep on feeling as if it is. I know that sounds kind of strange, but just keep feeling it. Keep feeling the sensation of you radiating out that love, going out there, creating the thing that you want. Just keep doing that no matter what. You know what? It's going to happen. What you want, well, somewhere, somehow, it'll just turn. And out of the blue, you'll go, wow, I didn't think this would happen, but look at this. What a coincidence. You know, so the universe will find a way. But what happens in our lives, in the world, and in the way the universe works is there's a delay mechanism, you know, and we send out love, and it takes a little while for it to seemingly take effect in our environment. And even after it takes effect in our environment, it seems to take quite a while before we actually really tend to see it. and see a lot of evidence of it. So we have to kind of work a little bit on faith, always ahead. So once you work on creating something and you achieve that, you'll already be working on the next thing. Right, and that may seem like it's not coming through, but it will. It just takes a little bit of time. But if you continue with this, in all honesty, if you continue with it, the whole process speeds up, and it almost starts to become instant. But not totally, because there's certain things that just seem to need to take more time. And it's not that it needs more time, it's just that other things need to come in between. Now, it's kind of hard to explain that, but a lot of times I'm creating something, but I'm working also on another project. So, and I'm kind of wondering, how long is this going to take? Well, the funny thing is, it doesn't seem to be happening, and all of a sudden I'm finished the project I'm working on, and bang, exactly what I was trying to create happens just like that. But see, it was kind of waiting for the project that I was working on to be finished. And in hindsight, then when I look at it and I go, well, it's a good thing, because had it come about sooner, you know, when I wanted it in my impatience, then it would have caused problems with what I was working on, and I would have had another situation to deal with. So the best thing is just to allow things to unfold as they do. And just keep feeling the sensations, the feelings, the emotions, as if you've already got what you want, or already the outcome's already here. Even if you're sitting right there and watching the opposite, let that be kind of a fun game. And actually, after a while, after you've had a few successes and watched some of the stuff change, it really becomes a lot of fun. Because I can be in a situation going, wow, what a mess. I'm not going to feel this. I'm not going to get involved with feeling what's happening here. I'm going to feel what I want to feel. I want to feel myself radiating with love, sending it out, affecting everything that's around me. And I want to feel exactly what it feels like to have those things happen that I really want to have happen. Because those are the things that are going to give me the good feelings. Well, so before they happen, I'm just going to create the feelings in me right now, before those things even happen. What happens is that whole situation then builds on itself. Because in time, what I was feeling and trying to create with my sending out love and feeling it happens. And of course now I'm feeling it because it's actually happening and it's true. But I'm already on the next stage, trying to create something even better than that. And that sort of becomes my stepping stone. So each time you keep stepping up, it's like money. You know, they say it's easy to make money when you have money. Well, yes, but it's also easy to make money when you have no money, because you haven't got anything really to lose. And if you understand wealthy people and how they work, they never work with their own money. They always use bank's money, someone else's money, whatever. Doesn't matter how much they got. They use their own money for their purposes, but to create more money, mostly, they use other people's money. They use the money to clothe themselves and feed themselves in the time it takes to develop the process, to get someone else involved that's going to put in the money for the process, that's going to create more money for them. It's kind of a nifty game when you think about it. Sometimes when people worry about, creating a lot of abundance and wealth and feeling that, they come up with resistance, because they've sometimes learned the attitude that money's not good, money creates greed. No, it doesn't. Money, abundance doesn't create greed. If the person is rich and greedy, they were that way before they had the money. Money didn't do that. You can be extremely wealthy and extremely helpful to people. Matter of fact, it's probably more beneficial for me at any time in my life to be around wealthy people, no matter what I was selling, because they could afford to buy what I'm selling. And not only that, they could afford to buy the more expensive products or services or whatever. You know, and so I always looked for wealthy people. And some people say, well, they're tight with their money. No, not necessarily. I didn't find that, but that's not my feelings about it. See, if that's how you feel about it, guess what? That's what you radiate. That's what you create. That's what you draw to you. It goes back to your feelings, right? So what we want is to feel ourselves radiating out that love. Feel ourselves receiving all the wonderful things coming back. And what does that feel like? That feels like gratitude. It feels like excitement. It feels like joy. It feels creative. It feels really good when all your creativity, all your ideas, your inspirations are financially backed. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful feeling to know when you have a wonderful creative idea that it will be financially backed? Isn't that something? Feel that. Just feel it right now. What does that feel like? To have every idea, creative endeavor, financially backed, abundantly backed in some manner. Doesn't matter how. I mean, it doesn't matter how. Don't worry about the details of how. People get too wrapped up in the details. The details take care of themselves, you'd be amazed. The trees keep growing. The air is there. The water is there. You don't worry in the morning whether the sun is actually going to come up. The sun comes up. Those details are taken care of. And so are many other things. We think they aren't. But when we send out that love, we're actually sending out the energy for all those details to be taken care of. So it's also important to allow that to happen. So no matter what's actually happening on the outside, change your feelings. Just say to yourself, hey, I'm not going to get my feelings involved in this. I can see this. Yeah. Oh, it's not that pretty. Everybody's a little upset, but I'm going to feel something different. And by that alone, you're going to change it. And that can be with everything. Now, some days, that's difficult to do. You know, you stump your toe, it hurts like hell. It's a little difficult to change your feeling right at that moment. But next time, try it. Just start. Start when the pain is the highest. And you'll find that the pain will ease very quickly and a lot faster than any other time. It's kind of an amazing thing. So you kind of got to play with it. You know, I can't make you do it. I can only suggest that you try it. And you've taken a leap of faith by, you know, sending for this tape and taking my word for it that I've got something that will work for you. So, you know, take another leap of faith and just do it. You know, you do it once today, fine. Do it twice tomorrow, do it three times the next day. Just kind of keep doing it. Remind yourself to change those feelings. And each time, change the feeling, sending out that love and radiating it out. And everything will more and more and more change for you. It's pretty neat. I can't, you know, to be honest, I look back or where I was at when I first wrote that book. Before it happened, when I was actually working on those lottery tickets. And I go back a little further to before that, and I look at my life, and my life sucked in comparison. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, there's other people that have worse. But in comparison to what I have now, my life sucked. And I mean, the minute I started working with this love, it just improved. And it kept going and kept going. And it just seems to get better and better. And I look around now and I go, how in the world did I create all of this? I don't even know how it came about. But I have everything that I've dreamt about that at that time felt, well, there's no chance of ever getting this. I mean, you know, and the funny thing is, it's money didn't even create all of everything I've got. It wasn't money. It just came about in ways that are indescribable. You know, when I wanted a house, to work in that was very quiet and that there was no street noise. And in the city, that's kind of hard to get. And I didn't want to be in a rural place. I wanted a place that was, well, like an acreage, you know, on a hill overlooking the whole city. Well, anytime I mentioned that to anybody, he said, yeah, well, as soon as you win the $10 million, I'm sure you'll be able to get it. Because I was actually, when I was writing the book, I had stopped working with the lottery thing, and I was working at a lumber shop making a minimum wage. But I was doing that because I wanted to write the book, and I wanted to continue with Sending Love, and it gave me the time to do it, and it just put food on the table. But, I mean, to get that house that I wanted, there wasn't a hope in hell. Not a hope in hell with what, you know? With a house that's worth $400,000, $500,000 on a hillside overlooking a city with 2 acres of land, trees, you name it, garage so I can work on my little projects and greenhouse, hot tub, swimming pool. Well, I got it. I got it a few months later. I had to wait another 2 months before I could actually move in, but I had it. And it was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable life I was living there. And the next thing you know, more money was coming in other ways. Things that I used to do where I was getting paid very little, I was getting paid 10 times the amount. And, you know, I can't even put it into words because you can't really describe it. You know, I came to doing some work that I was getting paid like anywhere from $500 to $600 a day, you know. So I'd work 2 or 3 days a month, maybe 4 days, 5 days, and I'd have all the money I needed to continue working on my book and my project on Sending Love. And everything just kept coming in more and more. Everything just seemed to click over and over, more and more. And there were days when things went all to hell, okay? No doubt. But right when that would happen, I knew in my mind I have 2 choices. I can feel all of what's happening, right? And I can go, holy cow, what a mess. What's going on here? I'm sending all this love. Why is this happening? And then I go, well, you know, the heck with it. I don't need to, it's happening, but I don't need to feel it, right? I don't need to feel this. Just because it's there doesn't mean I need to feel it. So I'm just going to retreat a little bit here, change my feelings, back to sending love. And you know what? The situations would go away. They just disappear. They fix themselves. Things that people would say, no, they're not going to fix themselves. You know the old saying, something goes wrong with a car, it's not going to fix itself. Well, it does. It does. Don't know how, don't know why. Well, okay, I do know why, because I'm sending out that love. I'm radiating it out, and somehow the energy is just creating it, and it's happening. I mean, I don't know exactly how it works. I just know my motor in the car is shot, all right? The mechanic says it's shot. It's $2,000 repair. The car is not even worth that. I take it home. Barely get home with it, and I go, well, now what? Now what am I going to buy a new car? I don't like this feeling, you know. I can't go anywhere with it. I'm not going to feel this. I'm going to feel like what it's like to have a car that just goes. A car that just runs. One that I don't have to worry about. I don't have to concern myself with it. I get in, I turn the key. What does it feel like to have a car like that? Well, you know what? I drove that car for, I think, another 2 years. Because it just kept on running. It fixed itself. I know that's unbelievable. And, yeah, people around me who saw it didn't believe it either. They just kind of laugh. And they go, I don't know what it is with you, you know. Things just somehow click for you. I mean, you can, you know, people started bringing me broken things, believe it or not. You know, I've got friends that he brings me a broken clock. And he says, here, can you fix it? I'm going, I can't fix this. I don't know anything about clocks. Give it a break. Get a life, man. You know, oh, well, maybe just look at it. You know, whatever. yeah, whatever. I toss it in the corner. 2 weeks later, you know, he comes back, wants his clock, and I go, here, I never touched it. I told you, I don't know anything about clocks. It's working. Huh? What are you going to do? What am I going to say? He says, well, you fixed it. See? I knew you could do it. I never touched it. Yeah. You know, you can't convince people of things that happen because it doesn't fit into the norm. But those things will happen to you more and more. So all you got to do is each time change your feelings towards feeling the radiance of love and feeling what it feels like for that love to create that stuff that you really want to experience. Right? Because if you actually experience it before you have it, you're virtually creating it. And then the next step, of course, is feeling the gratitude for it as if you already got it. Because if you're really feeling like you have that circumstance or that thing or whatever you desire, you instantly start to feel a little gratitude for having it. Like, it feels like thank you. You know, like, I feel really good that I have a car I can rely on because all my neighbors have problems all the time. They're going and taking them into the shops, constantly getting them fixed. Get it fixed, bring it back, something else goes wrong, back in the shop. Hey, I just keep driving. I don't know. I just drive mine, all right? The funny thing is, I can literally sell my vehicle or give it to someone, whatever, and it will totally break down after they have it in no time at all. It falls apart. Literally. You know, it's like it's hanging together with the love I'm sending out and the energy, and it's just together. I give it to someone else and they go, oh, this is such a great car, you always drive this, you have no problems with it, and it literally falls apart. And that's happened so much that I give my vehicles, if I decide to change to another vehicle because I want something different, for whatever reason, I give them away. I don't sell them for that reason. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't send love to the car anymore once it goes, hey, it's yours, you want it to run, you send love, right? I mean, you know me, you know about my book, so you take some responsibility and send love. And it just falls apart. And it goes like that with a lot of things. It just seems to be. Now, I do certain things. I do some artwork, right? And I do actually some tiling, especially tiling, like mosaic tiling. I really love to do that. It's just something I do with my hands. I enjoy it. And also, it actually adds to my work with sending love and everything else because it gets me a different type of interaction with people, especially people who don't know anything about my work. So what I do when I do that, I always send love into the job. I fill it, everything, with love. And I do that for a long period afterwards, too, for usually a couple of months. But I stagger it. You know, at the beginning, I do it every day, even while I'm working. I feel, while I'm laying that tile down, I get a sense of what it feels like, myself radiating, the tile literally glowing and bursting with love. Clink, I put that down. Wow, that feels pretty wild. I can almost feel, I can feel and sense and almost see the radiation coming off of that from love, right? And I continue to do that. You know what? My jobs go like snap. Things that shouldn't work out, work out. Now, just to explain a little bit about tiling to you, you have to do a lot of measuring with tiling when you start off so that you work, the tile works out at certain places and balances out. You can't just start in a corner and run out because you're going to end up, your tile will come out half somewhere else and a quarter somewhere else. You want it all to be balanced and centered, right? I don't do that. I know and I feel what it's going to feel like to have this turned out perfectly. I go in a corner, I don't measure a thing, I don't even have the measuring tape with me. I just start and go out and it works out perfectly. I can go 20 feet out, 10 feet around one corner, another 10 feet around another corner, and I can be dead center in between a doorway. period. How does that work? Hey, it just does, because that's what I feel. That's the feelings I bring about before I even start the job. And I do it all the way through. And, you know, I've done this with so many things and so long now that you'd think I wouldn't be amazed. But actually yesterday, before making this tape, yesterday I did a job and it did it again. I just went in a corner, you know, and I looked at it because the situation was very hairy, and I just went, why did I even take this? You know, what the heck am I doing? I got better things to do. But I went, well, let's just see. Let's just see, because the way this is laid out and the way they've got a plan, this ain't going to work no how. But that's not what I need to feel, is it? I change my feelings. I go, well, this is going to be a snap. What does it feel like for this to be a snap and work out perfectly? What is it going to feel like for everybody to be standing there and going, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing how fast you did this and how easy it went in. We thought it was going to be a real problem. How does it feel to hear that? That's what I bring about. And with that, I'm just radiating out that love, right? I feel how it feels to have everybody standing there glowing and radiating with love and feeling those wonderful feelings. And that's how it turns out, perfectly, amazingly. And the thing is that at the end, I'm amazed. Like, I'm truly amazed. I look at this job right now, and I go, holy cow. Like, there's not a hope in hell it should have turned out like that. And actually, the doorway came perfectly, and it was at the other end through four corners. And the odds of that happening from where I started are so enormously high. It's just unbelievable, but hey, it happens. So there's an incredible amount of things that will happen to you. Your whole lifestyle will change because of it. You know, but you have to kind of get into the sink of it, because each time, you know, each moment, each day, you got to remember to go, okay, this is what's happening, this is what it looks like, but this is not how it's going to be. At least not how I'm going to feel. If it continues like that, well, that's fine. But I don't have to feel this, right? I mean, you can do two things. You can turn on the TV and watch a comedy show and be laughing and having a great time. You can change the channel and watch something out of a war-torn country, people starving, everything else, and be totally sad. All those things are happening right now, at this moment, all over the world, but you're not necessarily affected by it. So the same way, you can watch that comedy network and be totally sad. You can watch the other stuff and still feel happy. Now, this is where a lot of people have trouble, and I admit I've had some trouble myself. I would feel guilty a little bit of seeing something that was disastrous and still feeling happy inside, and feeling a different outcome. In other words, feeling it as if it happened differently. But then I started to realize more and more, by allowing me to do that, I'm actually assisting everyone else, because I'm radiating out love, and I'm, in that sense, comforting everyone else. I'm not comforting anyone by being sad, miserable, and hateful, because then that radiates out and affects them even more so. Now, obviously, I don't have to be showing myself laughing when someone is going through pain. I don't have to, you know, by that I don't mean you sit there and laugh at them. No, you just, you connect with them, but change your feelings on the inside, right? Be in touch with them, understand how they feel. But you don't need to feel that. You can see that they're sad, that they're down, that they're angry, that they're lonely, or whatever the case. But you don't need to feel that yourself to understand that that's what they're going through and that they're hurting. If you can change your feelings on the inside, right, by that, right, and then feel what it feels like to totally glow and radiate and bursting with love and of energy and of light and affecting everything and everyone around you. You're going to be assisting them. They're going to work through their feelings a lot faster. And the faster they work through their feelings, the faster the circumstances can change for them. Now, of course, there's some circumstances that can't change. If somebody loses someone through a death, we can't literally change that. But we can change all the things that happen afterwards. All the beautiful circumstances that can come forth to still bring a wonderful life to them. All those things we can help bring about. And for ourselves also. You know, and we can continue and build a really wonderful life. So it's kind of, well, you just have to sort of go with it. Go with how you feel. If you want to take the chance on this and go for it and just do it. There's going to be some emotional things that come out. Like I said, those guilt feelings. But just look at them and say, hey, wait a minute. This isn't assisting, but this is assisting. My radiating, sending love creates so many wonderful things. And if I do it right now in this circumstance, well, then I know that it's going to also assist here and help not only myself, but the other people involved. So it brings more and more joy all around. It just uplifts everything and everyone. And the beautiful thing is that less and less of those negative things will happen. Now, you might come to a point where you think that you should come to a point where no negative things will ever happen. Well, not quite. You know why? That's not how it works. And let me explain this to you. What we see as negative may not totally be negative. Okay? It may be painful at this moment, but at another time it may not be. All right, let me explain it to you this way. Certain things as we go through life, we attract certain things into our life, willingly or unwillingly, that we call negative. With sending love, those things change. Okay, so down the road, we will never attract those things again. But in the meantime, we have moved up the scale. And we have more joy in our life now, more love in our life now, more abundance. And something that at that time, in the past time that we considered actually good, is now sitting at a lower level. And we don't consider it from where we are now so good anymore. That's like saying, you know, if you're working for minimum wage, someone gives you a job and you're making three times as much. Well, that's pretty darn exciting, right? That's pretty cool. Okay, well, 2 years later, you're making 100 times that much. Well, now going back to making 3 times as much isn't really a positive thing, is it? Even though at that time it was a positive thing. So things change. Our level of what we experience and how we experience things changes as we move up the scale. So we will always have the possibility of things happening that are not considered totally positive. And that's all right. You know why? That's what pushes us up the ladder. Those are the things that make us go, oh, I don't need to feel this. Yes, years back, it felt like excitement and it was wonderful, but I don't. No, I've moved beyond that. I feel even more fantastic feelings now, and I don't need to feel this anymore. I'm going to move myself past that, and I'm going to feel the more exciting feelings, the more joyful feelings, even more radiating out love. The sensation and the feeling of love that you're radiating out at this moment will grow. And I'm just going to say 2 years. In 2 years, you will be 100 times pumping out more love and 100 times easier. But that won't be it. You won't be done. You'll be going to 1,000 times more and to 10,000 times more because it just keeps getting better. There is no ceiling. Well, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the tape. So Anyway, just do it. Just go for it. Don't even look back. Don't even think about it. Just do it and keep going with it. And it'll just be an amazing life you're going to be living, one way or another. Either way, it's going to be 1,000 times better than what it is now. All my love to you.